Sydney. lit up the marketplace so brightly. Colors in a flower garden, gracing lullaby, shimmering in purples and yellows, and golden shades sparkling in the skies in the rainbows of the Congo. Cornrow hair in a million braids, eyes lit up like the northern star, a smile that weaves a spell when she goes to look into my eyes. She's turning me on with fever as she passes me by. Hey, mama! Suddenly I'm walking right beside her, really turning her on. When I tell her I'm going wherever, she'll be going where she
Yeah, Thank you.
African man no go.
You say,
I never tell the finish. I never tell the finish. Yes, lady, now master, get away from here.
I never tell the finish. I never tell the finish. Yes, lady, now master.
I never tell the finish. Yes, lady na,
Francis in the Vatican. That's his area. He has a direct line. If you know this next song, you must have heard it on your grandfather's vinyl records. Either that or are you old? But both are good things. Because this song just wouldn't go away. I mean, besides being in a whole lot of soundtracks of several movies, it was a hit for, I think, three other groups. The Friends of Distinction, Cat Whalen, Boney James, and Rick Brown. They all had number ones with it. It just won't go away. So, for those of you who remember it when you were teenagers, I'm just going to ask you not to dance it with the same enthusiasm that you did then, because you might. We don't have enough paramedics around. And then for the younger folks, please don't make them envious, so just make slow moves. Small moves. So, we know that, you know, when you sit for a long time, circulation ceases to occur around the booty area. So, for this one, we're going to ask you to stand up and dance, but don't move too hard, because remember that these old folks who know this song might just forget how old they are. Okay, let me see you dance! support from Cape Town, South Africa, Randall Skippers. Guitar from Soweto, Egoli, Johannesburg, South Africa, Fana Zulu. On drums from Cape Town, South Africa, Kiko and Leroy Souls. On percussion from Freetown, Sierra Leone, West Africa, Francis Mane Vista. To play at the reformatory school for I haven't even started the story. We went to play at the reformatory school for criminal boys. And when we left the school about 4 hours into our trip back home, we had this rumbling in the luggage section where the instruments were. And we stopped and we went and opened there, and here was this little guy smiling with a guitar like And we said, "Kid, you're trying to get us into trouble. I mean, can you imagine the enormity of what you've done?" And he looked at us and he said, "You don't hear me play the guitar! You don't hear me play the guitar!" So we looked at him and said, "Okay, sonny boy, play." Then he played, and when he played, we looked at each other and went, "Shh, let's go." So please don't tell anybody that you saw him here tonight, because his mama and the police are still looking for him. From Cape Town, South Africa, on guitar, Cameron Ward. And of course, I'm from Jackson, Mississippi. Why are you laughing? That's a hell of a town. I mean, people like Martin Luther King started their careers there. Jackson, Mississippi. Hell of a place. No, really. And so we were playing on a picnic day. One day we were playing, me and my friends, on the banks of the river Mississippi. When I was a little bitty, and all of a sudden, you know how it is in the South, the raindrops started, then all of a sudden there was a storm, and then there were winds, and then there was a hurricane, and thunder, and lightning, twisters, and then I was thrown into the river, and the current carried me all the way downstream into the canal, and down into the Atlantic currents, and it took me all the way down, and the ocean spit me out in Cape Town. True story. There among the penguins and the seals, the walruses and the sea lions rolling in that black, dark, gunky, muddy, kind of shitty looking stuff that they all... Actually, I used to be blonde. Then one day, this old couple were walking on the beach, collecting seashells on the seashore, when the old lady saw me and she went, "Baby! Baby!" And they took me home and they washed me, and I came out like this. A few years later, I was walking him across Adderley Street in downtown Cape Town, when lo and behold, there was a bus full of tourists from Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi. And of course, mother's instinct, my mother picked up right away, and she went, "Bo Diddley! Bo Diddley!" She She came and yanked me off the street and brought me back to Jackson, Mississippi. But they let me keep my name that I'm using now. But my original name was Do Billy Bo Diddley McCarthy McAllister III, Junior. A little over 50 years ago, a group of young men were arrested and thrown into prison and sentenced to death for opposing the apartheid and racist discrimination laws of South Africa. And they were all sentenced to death, which was later commuted to life. A little over 20 years ago, these same men were released from prison and they came out really old men, real geezers. But their spirit wasn't broken. And they said to us, whatever you do, please let's not go to war after all these 350 years of wars. Try and forgive those who oppressed you, but you must never forget what happened here. And never again in the future of this country will one group of people ever get to dominate another again. And contrary to what a lot of naysayers thought, April 27th of this year, the people of South Africa will celebrate their 20th anniversary as a free nation. Those geezers are beginning to leave us one by one, you know, and taking off to political heaven. And the ones that remained with us are very frail, but we will always cherish the legacy and the heritage that they left us. So, and we hope that it be a disease and a virus that can spread throughout humanity. So, we want you to get up and shake some last booty for all those old geezers and old man Nelson Mandela. Here we go now. Come on. Let me see you move.
Africa, where tomorrow, remember. Sunday.